The Magistrate's Son, the first book of the Zessa series, written and narrated by Mike Thexton. Chapter 1. Apprentice. Nothing could spoil this day. He had been waiting for so long. "You have to be 16," his Da had said. Time had never dragged as slowly as it had to this birthday. Labassie stood to attention by his lead animal, ready for the order. Raybor, the donkey master, walked down the line with a lantern, tugging and pushing to make sure all was secure. He stopped in front of Labassie and put his face close. Labassie was surprised to smell alcohol on his breath this early.
"You were late. You go last. I don't care whose son you are."
Labassie put his hand on his heart and lowered his head in respect. He knew better than to answer back to an apprentice master, especially one with Raybor's reputation.
"Move out!" Raybor shouted.
The donkeys started to walk, kicking up dust. Labassie breathed in a lungful and began coughing, his eyes closed. He felt someone barge into him. He looked up to see Samas leering down at him in the lamplight. He turned sharply, knowing that where Samas was, Ruffa would be close behind, and what Samas did, Ruffa would do twice as hard. He dodged the bigger boy's shoulder, and the movement blew out the candle in his own lantern. Even so, nothing could spoil this day, not even having to walk 30,000 paces with those idiots, when he'd normally run a good distance to avoid them. Fire came past with the third string of donkeys. If she was there, he could put up with Ruffa and Samas. She ignored him now, as she had since the previous summer. She'd been one of the last to stop talking to him, but for today he would put that to the back of his mind. They were going out, free of the crowded streets, beyond the walls, further than the town fields where he'd worked at planting and harvest, all the way to the border. Today he could imagine it was possible to keep walking, to go somewhere they wouldn't know who he was, wouldn't know, or wouldn't care. Fire's fifth donkey trotted past him. He was left standing in darkness. He gave a gentle tug on the rope and clicked his tongue as Raybor had told him. Nothing happened. He pulled harder and clicked louder. The donkey snorted and shook its head. The end of Fire's string of animals was turning out of the yard. He tugged again. Raybor's words ran around his head.
"Don't hold us up."
"Hey now, beauty," came a man's voice from the shadows, followed by a low whistle. The donkey made a noise like a gentle laugh and started to walk. Labassie set off in front as fast as he could, encouraging Beauty onwards. There was enough light from the dawn sky for him to make out his rescuer, a man taller than Labassie and slimmer than Raybor. The man put a hand on Labassie's shoulder. "I'm Perra, Raybor's deputy," he laughed. "That means I shovel dung and I pick ticks off donkeys. 20 years of that and I might be the guildmaster myself." Labassie grinned. "I'm Labassie." "I know." Labassie's smile faded. Of course he knew. Everyone knew. They caught up with Fire at the turning to the gate. Raybor was waiting.
"I told you."
"It's all right," said Perra. "Beauty was just playing her tricks. We're here, and the gate's not open yet." Raybor snorted like one of his own animals and strode back up the line. Perra ruffled Labassie's hair and followed the donkey master. Labassie had never been in the gate street before dawn. He could see why Raybor was in a hurry. The strip of sky between the walls above him was already bright blue, so the rising bell must be about to sound. People were lining up beside the wall, men carrying spades or forks over their shoulders, women with bundles balanced on their heads. No one spoke. No one looked at Labassie. Each new arrival stopped at the end of the queue and leaned on the stonework, closing their eyes as if they could sleep a little longer standing up. One of the gatekeepers marched down the line with Perra. He spoke briefly to Fire, then walked slowly past her donkey train, putting his face up close to each load and squinting at it as he counted. Labassie could see his lips moving. He stopped and peered at Labassie.
"Who are you, then?"
"Labassie of Zela, apprentice to—" The man took half a step backwards. Labassie was used to it. The gatekeeper composed himself, determined to show that he was in charge.
"What's in your loads, then, boy?"
Perra started to speak, but Labassie was quicker. He pointed to each animal in turn. "Dried spices and medicinal herbs, dyed cloth from the weavers, charcoal, leather from the tannery, cooking pots." Perra nodded and smiled. The gatekeeper moved on to the line of farm workers. There was movement ahead. The donkeys were kicking up dust again, but the cloud couldn't hide the bright, gate-shaped patch of daylight beyond them. Fire was walking. Labassie tried to imitate Perra's whistle, but Beauty didn't need any encouragement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?